You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get meta.
Welcome to the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci. Every episode, we bring you fascinating, true spiritual experiences and metaphysical stories to gain new perspectives on this world and to remind you that you are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience here on lovely planet Earth. This is season four, our season of miracles. I have devoted this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that were used throughout this season. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. This is the very last episode in our wonderful season of miracles. We have spent the last 11 episodes sharing true stories of all kinds of miracles that have occurred by the grace of Master John Douglas and the Master Healing Angels he works with. So far this season, we have heard from 50 different people who have experienced miracles that they attribute to Master Healer John Douglas and the Master Angels. Before we go further today, I wanted to share some news. If you are interested in participating in a Master John Douglas workshop, his next tour is starting May 2nd, 2020. And thanks to the global lockdown we are all currently experiencing, the entire tour is going to be virtual. So no matter where you are in the world, you can join in and experience the angelic blessings and healings from the comfort of your own home. If you are interested in learning more about everything we have been discussing this season, please visit masterangels.org. In today's episode, we are going to explore the concept that what Master John Douglas does, how he works very closely with the angels to effect healing, is in some regard replicable. Meaning, he can and has taught hundreds of people to do some of what he does as it pertains to healing oneself and others when there is an illness present, with and through the help of the angelic kingdom. This is an important piece to understand. Not only are there thousands upon thousands of miraculous healings of all kinds attributed to Master John Douglas and the Master Healing Angels, there are now hundreds of people who Master John has taught how to effect change in the same way that he does, making his miracles replicable to some extent. Replicability is important, especially in the medical and scientific contexts. Medical Dr. Richard Sarnett talked about this when he was a guest on the podcast a few episodes ago. If you've not listened to his episode, I highly encourage you to listen in. It is episode 41, Medical Miracles with Dr. Richard Sarnett. He also happens to have written a book by that same name, Medical Miracles, documenting some really amazing cases where Master John and the Master Healing Angels have intervened and the people studied were healed of some incurable diseases such as sarcoidosis and with medical tests before and after for proof. The Elite Development Course is Master John Douglas's very advanced sacred knowledge course. Many of the guests sharing their miracles on this season of the podcast have taken the Elite Development Course. One of the many gifts of this course is that the participants are bestowed with a way to discern the truth, which by itself is invaluable, but comes in very handy when trying to figure out why you have a cough or what is causing your pain. To be clear, participants in the Elite course do not heal. They can facilitate healing by accessing the divine truth of the matter with the help of the angelic kingdom. Once they isolate the problem through a very detailed discernment process, and with the help of over 600 pages of scientific data and research, they are then able to solicit the help of the angelic kingdom to essentially bless and in many cases cure or repair the imbalance. It can be thought of as very detailed and specifically targeted prayer. And I have to say, I love this way. I love it. I have respected science and research my entire adult life, and I have known and understood spirituality as part of the deep truth of why we are here. This way of facilitating healing for me is the truth, where science and spirituality finally walk hand in hand. There's an analogy here that works really well for me, and maybe it'll work for you. Think of Master John Douglas as an air traffic controller, only instead of directing planes, he is directing angels, and he is really, really good at being an angelic traffic controller. Suppose he's the best angelic traffic controller. Well, some people who feel called to certain vocations and certain specialities, they might want to learn from the best in that field. Hence, there's the Elite Development Course, where Master John teaches others to be proficient angelic traffic controllers to the extent that he is allowed by universal and karmic law. And to the extent that a participant has attained a level of consciousness to be able and allowed to do that kind of work. And of course, angels can't be controlled. That was just part of the analogy that might be useful to you. Again, the master angels help the facilitator to discern the problem, and through the facilitator's prayer request, they solicit the solution to the problem. But it is God and the master angels that actually do the healing and the repair work. So today we will hear from a few different people who have taken the Elite Development Course and some of their experiences that they have had afterwards. First, we will hear some thoughts from Yuta, who found Master John through her health needs and ended up taking the Elite Development Course, and she has now become an integral part of the team testing and writing about the scientific underpinnings of this angelic work. After Yuta, we will hear from a few more graduates of the Elite Development Course to hear their various experiences helping facilitate healing in themselves and in others, and how other Elite graduates have been able to facilitate healing in them. So without further ado, let's get into those interviews. So for the last time, are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
My name is Yuta. I have been a disciple of Master John for the last 3.5 years, and it has been an interesting journey. I met him while I was recovering from breast cancer, and I was led through his processes to see him in personal and to apply for Elite, his advanced sacred knowledge program. And I was pretty quickly approved for that without even having met him. And this is actually where my miracle starts, because the recovering of the cancer is not the miracle for me. The miracle for me is how I was led by this disease to meet my destiny and meet Master John and his knowledge. And as soon as I got in touch with it, I was aware that I want to know more and I want to learn more. Now, I do have specific concepts of learning. I'm actually teaching myself. And this has nothing to do with what you are taught in university. This is a complete other world. Yet it is much more scientific than the normal science is, because it is about truth of matter, about frequency. Everything resonates in a certain frequency. And with this frequency, you can actually almost answer all types of questions you have. And the good thing, and this makes it more advanced than any other knowledge on the earth, you can prove the results and you can document the results because you can measure them, which is a big difference to normal alternative healthcare and medicine. I was learning after my cancer episode old ancient shamanic wisdom. It is effective in a certain way, but it's not of our time now. The time has advanced much more, and there are much more things around than any of us can anyhow imagine. And by getting this wisdom of knowledge taught by Master John, a lot of portals and doors have opened which I had no idea of. What makes it the most advanced knowledge is the possibility to actually measure what is happening. When I was learning shamanic old traditioned wisdom, it was good, my clients were feeling good, but there was no proof. By measuring and by having results, even though, as Dr. Rick mentioned in former episodes, confirmed by the medical world, we do have the possibility to open different doors for us and for the clients. I heard once Dr. Christopher Hartmut saying that Master John in the beginning said, this wisdom cannot be multiplied. But then through a raise of frequency and the consciousness, which is much more aware nowadays through the prayers and the works we do, he got the permission to give us parts or access to parts of his knowledge. And we do have the possibility to enter a special field of consciousness for that. And this is actually what makes it so interesting for me, because for each and every question in life, I can use that. I can use that for myself. I can use that for others. And it helps me to find my divine life path, because it's not so much about healing. It's about healing as a base in order to grow in the spiritual environment for our future life path. And to assess what is right and what is best for us is an indescribable gift that no one has ever been given before. Most of the knowledge is claimed that somehow it's unique, it's the best, it's this and that. And I can only recommend you to try it out for yourself. Then you will see what it does for you. And that's individual, because it's not for all of us. We have different bases of knowledge, we have different preferences. And for some of us, it's good. And for others, maybe not yet, or they are on another path. All is good, all is open, all is known, and all is divine. But important is our attitude towards life and others. Because by trying to make each encounterment and each moment the best one of your life, and to leave everybody a little bit better than they were before, is a gift which nobody else could give you. Thank you, Master John Douglas, for all you did for us and for myself.
Hi, my name is Virendra. I'm based out of Los Angeles. I met Master John back in 2011, and I took his elite course in August of 2014. And after elite course, which is great consciousness development, I was disoriented, to say the least, for the next couple of months. And my brother, who is sick from a number of illnesses, suddenly I felt that there was no contact with him. All the communication devices were broken down. I couldn't see him through Skype or anything else. His internet was not working. And then I could report that he was not able to get up from bed. He was just there in the bed, and Diwali was coming, and my father would say, why don't you go get some things that we need for Diwali? And he just couldn't get out of bed. Once he gets out of the bed, which was very, very hard, he seemed to be working fine. So I researched on the internet and everything else, but there seemed to be some kind of heart problems. I was not sure. I was recently let graduate, so I didn't know how to make requests. So one time I was in the shower and I was praying for him, and it just came to me that there was a blockage in his heart and his arteries. And I said, okay, this seems right. And I made request to unblock the heart and his arteries. I request the masters, and I prayed. And when I came back in the morning, I called India, and my father picked up and he said, hey, he's walking again. He's walking again. Wow. As if there's nothing, no problem happened. And so, you know, a couple of weeks later, Master John came in town, and I asked him and said, hey, I made this request, and, you know, my father's brother was sick and he got well. And he said, let me see. And then he scans and he says, oh, Master just showed Master John the whole movie, what happened. He said, yes, there was a blockage and you removed it. And he said, added, even though you did not make the right wording for the request, the masters listened to you.
Wow.
Right? And because I was only 50% assimilated or 30% assimilated from the elite that I had done.
Right.
And so I was very thankful for the information that at least I was able to do something I would never be able to do before. Right? It was not just a simple prayer, but it was like the prayer was given a microphone, a loudspeaker, so it can reach the heavens, right? So I went back to India, and I said, well, you know, like, what do you think happened? And my brother would not say, like, you know, he was sick, and he was like, I was trying to tell him, look, what this was Master John's, it's not mine. I'm the physician. I was just prayed, and the master did the job. And then I took him to the heart hospital, do all the checks and everything else. Like, look, I don't know what could be wrong. There was nothing wrong. Until this day, he never had that clot again.
Wow.
Yes. So that was my miracle. And that happened November 1st week of 2014.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Masters. Thank you, Master John Douglas. Thank you for giving me a chance to have this story. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Sally, and I want to tell the story of a healing I received from one of Master John's advanced students. A little history about me. In the past, when I've been stressed by life events, I would tend to be very contracted inside and feel great fear. So I asked this student to help me with this, and she gave me a blessing. And at the time, I didn't feel a whole lot of change. I felt relaxed, but I couldn't tell that much had happened. But about 2 weeks later, I had a nightmare. And in the nightmare, I was a general of an army that was engaged in battle. There were bullets flying everywhere. People were dying, and I knew that my life wasn't guaranteed at that moment, but there was a calmness. I felt like, well, it's okay. And I woke up, and my heart wasn't racing. I wasn't sweating. I wasn't terrified. And then I realized that fear was not running my life as it had been. And then I looked back at how I'd lived the last 2 weeks, and fear hadn't been as present. I just hadn't noticed until this nightmare. So thank you, Master John, for teaching us and students how to do miraculous healings. Such a great blessing. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Nancy, and I would like to share my experiences of the miracles that led me to attend an advanced elite development training program with Master John Douglas in the summer of 2014. The first miracle was with my son, who had been very ill with Lyme disease for at least 7 years, from age 13 to 20. We had tried everything at that time, from antibiotics to alternative methods, and nothing seemed to help until we went to a workshop in 2010 with Master John Douglas. And my son had a complete healing of Lyme disease from him. He got his life back, which was truly a miracle. After that, because of my son's recovery, it gave me a faith and a belief. And I came to realize that this had to have been nothing less than divine intervention from God. I wanted to find out more, and I attended additional workshops with Master John and began to use his spiritual development processes and tools, and found that this was also answering my prayers for deeper spiritual experience and inner growth that I was craving. In 2014, I signed up for the 4-day advanced elite development training that Master John was offering in Boone, North Carolina. Not only, it turns out, is he a master healer, but he can also share that knowledge to teach other people to some extent what he can do. Master John teaches us a way to discern truth and a way to communicate with the angelic realm to ask for help and intervention in order to facilitate healing blessings for ourselves and our families. In the back of my mind during this advanced training, I was thinking about my son and wondering if these new abilities would allow me to help him in case he got Lyme again. My son, who now with his life back, by the way, had decided he wanted to become a certified arborist and work every day in areas that were loaded with ticks. To my dismay, I tried to convince him to become a computer specialist indoors, you know, as far away from ticks as possible. But he loves trees, and he started working outside. And lo and behold, he did keep getting bit by ticks and contracted Lyme disease regularly. It turns out that based on this advanced training, I was able to help him by, first of all, discerning if there was the Lyme infection in his body, and secondly, being able to pray to the Master Healing Angels for a specific blessing to completely kill this infection. I was able to help him during the last 6 years over 50 times. And my husband is my son's ground man for the tree work, and he also got infected with Lyme, and I was able to help him with that as well. I feel that I have come home to the highest possible level of spiritual development toward my own self and my own soul realization, my own character development and improvement. I am forever grateful for the miracles and blessings my family and I have received. Thank you, Master John.
Hi, my name is Jill. I met Master John Douglas in 2005 and have been the recipient of many cumulative blessings and miracles over these past 15 years. Words can't express my gratitude and love for Master John Douglas and what he, the Master Angels, and Elite Development have contributed to my life, my spiritual evolution, and my time here with friends and family. Today, I'm blessed to share with you 3 perspectives on how studying with Master John and taking the Elite Development course have impacted my life. First, the Elite Development course has accelerated my spiritual path in unbelievable ways, and it's resulted in a continuous chain of cumulative miracles. And as I've evolved, the lessons and the miracles just get bigger. Second, Elite Development has strengthened my divine nature and provided me with an altering step change evolution in my overall path and spiritual journey. That ability to audit oneself, your path, and to facilitate healing and lessons in your own life so that you can be the author of your own being. And third, Elite Development, through its sacred knowledge and what Master John teaches and shares, has built a huge global loving community of divine beings and souls here on earth and beyond who are altering and making an impact on themselves, others, and also the world in general, and taking everything to a new level. Over the years, Master John has blessed me with so many miracles I can't even count. I would say after Elite Development, the miracles got quicker, bigger, resolved faster, and with more grace and with more gratitude. Over the years, and since Elite Development, Master John has healed so many things for me. Lyme disease, saved me from dying from bilateral pneumonia and sepsis, cured my genetic immune disorder, resolved potential uterine cancer, repaired my failed adrenal glands, and most recently helped me through an intense period where my entire immediate family of 3 all died in 168 days, all with more of a grace and more of a sense of peace. And I'm confident elite development was pivotal in providing me with new skills to cope, transcend, and evolve amidst all these circumstances. When I took the elite development course, things started to change and rapidly. The course for me was very altering. It takes away what you don't need and gives you what you do need. It's a huge blessing. What needs to go goes, and all that is left is replaced with that divine nature of yourself that is now front and center as you move through life. And your path is a little bit easier, and you are more aware of what to do, when to do it, and why. The lessons speed up. The opportunities speed up. For me, it's like I'm on a fast track to heaven, but I'm experiencing that here on this plane. It changes you, and it becomes more of your true self as you walk more with grace and gratitude through life. Lastly, one of the most important aspects of doing elite development has been part of this community of people who work with Master John over the years and work with his teachings. There's a huge and deep sense of community and genuine love and acceptance among these people that I've met. And these are the most remarkable people, family and friends both, who are evolving and growing and helping the world to be a better place. Master John Douglas and Elite, for me, was a critical part of my journey, and I feel so blessed to be a part of it. I encourage all of those who are listening to this podcast today that if you're called to evolve and something strikes a chord in what people are saying, investigate. Do consider doing elite development, and you will know in your soul when it is right for you, and you can be changed forever. Blessings to you, and I hope to see you on the path.
Thank you to all of our guests on today's episode for sharing their experiences. And I want to again highlight that everyone's experience taking this advanced sacred knowledge course is unique. Yes, all are given massive blessings and a way to discern truth, but everyone's path after the course is their own. Not all graduates use this knowledge to help facilitate healing in others or even in themselves. Some graduates dive in deeper to hone and strengthen the gifts that they were given. And for others, it may take time, even years, to integrate everything that they received. It is what you make of it. If you are interested in learning more about and applying to the Elite Development course, please visit masterangels.org and click on Elite Course. I will say that the Elite Development course is not for everyone. It jumpstarts massive transformation for each and every person in their spiritual evolution. And as your soul uplevels, so too must your physical human body and personality and ego. And I can tell you that this can be extremely disorienting, uncomfortable, and seemingly unending. Once one has taken this course, these changes are unavoidable, and the more one resists them, the more difficult they are to go through. This is the price of evolution and transformation. I will go into this more in today's bonus content, which is all about my own personal experience with the Elite Development course and becoming my own miracle worker. It is important to remember that the content of this course is sacred knowledge. And those of you who are familiar with sacred knowledge paths know that there are only certain aspects you are karmically allowed to discuss openly. If you've taken the Transcendental Meditation course, for example, you know that you cannot discuss how to do that method with anyone if they have not learned it, and you certainly aren't allowed to teach it. It is the same with other sacred paths, such as learning Cobra Breath, or the old mystery schools, or becoming initiated into a sacred plant medicine lineage. There are things that simply have to be experienced to be known. But to the extent that I am able and allowed, I do discuss some of my own experiences and perceptions of the Elite Development course in today's bonus content, which can be accessed by becoming a patron of this podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. In addition, Master John's next tour is right around the corner on May 2nd, 2020 is when it starts, and it goes for about a month and a half. This tour is entirely virtual, so you can attend a Master John Douglas workshop right in your living room, so to speak. So if you're interested in attending a workshop, please visit masterangels.org and click on tour. It has been a true joy and absolute pleasure to have produced this season of Miracles, all about the blessings from Master John and the Master Healing Angels. And I know this season will not resonate with everyone, and it's not meant to. Those who are meant to hear it will hear it, and that makes me happy. I just want to take a moment to thank each and every person who was part of this wonderful season of miracles. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to the over 50 people who I interviewed for this season, who shared their true miracle stories with the Master Angels and with Master John Douglas. Thank you to Dr. Christopher Hartnett and Dr. Richard Sarnett for their longer interviews, their more personal interviews, and sharing their views and their research and their experiences with Master John Douglas. Thank you to everyone who has shared these episodes on social media, and to your families and to your friends, and to Jan Casebolt Walsh for her help in getting all of these episodes out, and to everybody at the Church of the Master Angels, CMA International Foundation, for their support with this project. I am truly grateful in the way that it turned out. It's been such a gift to be able to put these miracles out into the world and to leave a trail of breadcrumbs, as Dr. Richard Sarnett said in his interview several weeks back. So thank you to all of those folks, and of course, thank you to the Master Healing Angels themselves and to Master John Douglas. Thank you for coming to the planet at this time and sharing your gifts with us. In our next episode, we will be diving into season 5, which my guidance has told me is all about what I am calling the Great Awakening, this massive global shift that we are currently all experiencing. We will be exploring different views on exactly what is happening right now on Earth, especially from the perspective of the hidden and spiritual realms right now, and what we can expect in the future for ourselves and for the planet. Starting May 1st, we will be returning to our usual 2 episodes per month format on the 1st and the 15th of every month, unless, of course, Source, Higher Power, Great Central Sun, however you think of it, decides to change up those timelines. So I'm open to whatever comes through. Be sure to tune into Season 5, The Great Awakening. If you are enjoying the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram at Let's Get Meta. If you really love us, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. This is a beautiful way for listeners to support the creators that are creating the things that they are listening to. We want this high vibe content to reach as many aligned ears as possible, and your likes, stars, reviews, and support all help to make that happen. And I'm excited to share that we have a beautiful new website. Check out www.letsgetmetapodcast.com and let us know what you think. As we close out season 4, I wanted to leave you with a direct quote from Master John Douglas on miracles. It's the same one I began the season with back in episode 37. Master John says, "Miracles are simply laws of nature that you don't know about yet." I'm going to leave it there for today. We will catch you in season 5. Thank you for listening. Stay present, stay positive, and stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.